We're studying Talmud Esra Sfirot, volume 6, part 15, page 1732, the construction of the Nukva, item 85. Now we'll explain the construction of...
We realize that holidays and the times and everything that happens in reality, which is all will to receive, that is operated by the light in order to bestow, and all the changes in the world to receive are worked by the light. And so the will to receive undergoes different states. And we usually refer to these states as holidays. So, Kabbalists explain to us how the changes the light affects the will to receive to go through. They're referred to as Rosh Hashanah, Day of Atonement, the forgiveness, and so forth. So, Slichot, let's see what states between the light and the desire, or more specifically, between Zeranpin and Nukva. How does that happen in that state called Rosh Hashanah? Please.
Item 85. Now we will explain the construction of Nukva de Zeranpin. When Atzilut Tiferet Zeranpin comes, it punctures a hole in the posterior of his chazeh. And there, the Rosh of the Nukva is emanated, as explained in Idra Rabba. The thing is that Zeranpin consists of 10 Sefirot when he connects with Malchut. Yet, now, at this time, which is the beginning of her emanation, in this Malchut, there is only the 10th part of her. And she is regarded as only a small dot. Afterwards, the emanator began to correct her, increase, augment her, and make her a complete patsuf consisting of 10 sefirot through the 10 dots he added in her. Again, now we will explain the construction of Nukva de Zeranpin. When the time of Atzilut Tiferet Zeranpin comes, it punctures a hole in the posterior of his chazeh, and there the Rosh of the Nukva is emanated, as explained in Idra Rabba. The thing is that Zeranpin consists of 10 sefirot when he connects with Malchut. However, at this time, which is the beginning of her emanation, in this Malchut, there is only the 10th part of her, and she is only regarded as a small dot. Afterwards, the emanator begins to correct her and augment her, and make her a complete paltuf consisting of 10 sefirot through 9 dots that it adds in her.
Meaning Zeranpin gives birth to Malchut as a point, and then it adds 9 other points to it, and then it becomes 10 sefirot, and it becomes his Nukva. He entirely takes care of her from beginning to end. But to begin with, Malchut emerged from Tiferet of Zeranpin, where Zeranpin is the first 9 sefirot, Malchut in his goof is the Malchut, and altogether it's 10 sefirot.
Peivav 86. This is the meaning of her correction and augmentation. In the beginning, with respect to the Achoraim, the Nehid Zeranpin, only 3 Mochin Chabad were made in her. But her level is the level of the length from his Chazed down. This is because his Yerechin divide into sections in a way that from his tiferet, from the chazeh down, the keter in her was made, and from the posterior of his nehi, all the other nine Sefirot in her were made from Chochmah to Malchut.
Meaning the Malchut emerges from his Chazeh, and above his Chazeh are the Nehi of Zeranpin. They divide to three sections. Altogether, it's 9 points. And they are added to the 1 point that emerged from Tiferet, and that together is one Partsuf of the Malchut with 10 Sefirot.
This is the meaning of her correction and augmentation. In the beginning, with respect to Achoraim, the Nehi de Zeranpin, three Mochin Chabad were made in her. But it is known that her full, that her level, the measure of her level, is the measure of the length from his chazed down, because his yerechin, thighs, divide into sections. In a way that from his tiferet, from the chazed down, becomes the keter in her, and from the his achoraim denehi, all the nine sefirot in her were made from chokhmah to malchut in her. 87. It is already explained that for this reason the Nekeva, female, is called the letter Dalet, because her level is only corresponds to Dalet for Sefirot, these four Sefirot. But it is only while she is Achor Be'achor, back to back. Once she returns Panim Be'panim, face to face, she is called He, as it is written in Saba de Mishpatim, concerning Yehuda, she's called Dalet, and she's called He. One is poor and one is rich. One is small and one is big. Again, it has already been explained that for this reason, the Nekeva, a female, is called the letter Dalet, because her level is only corresponding to these four Sefirot.
Netzachod Yesod Malchut.
But this is only while she is Achor Be'achor, back to back. Once she returns Panim Be'panim, face to face, she is called Hey, as it is written in Saba de Mishpatim concerning Yehuda. She is called Dalet and she is called Hey. One is small and one is big.
In the letter He, there's actually the letter Dalet contained in it, and there's also the letter Vav. So, the Nukva could be tied to the Dalet or the Vav. All in all, that's both of them are He, those two extreme states. And He is the form of both.
The thing is, while she is achor be'achor, back to back, opposite those four sefirot, she's called Dalet. Dala v'aniya, poor and meager, sitting in the back. And when she returns panim be'panim, face to face, then she's called He, because of the wealth, because she's been rewarded with returning face to face, and understand this rule of Dalet and Hay thoroughly. Again, the thing is when she is back to back, corresponding to these four Sefirot, she's called Dalet, poor and meager, sitting in the back, Achor. And upon the returning to face to face, she's called Hay, because of the wealth, because she's been rewarded with returning to being face to face, and understand this rule of Dalet and Hay thoroughly. 89. It turns out that when she's in Achor, she's annulled before him and needs him to illuminate in her, and he opens his eyes to look at her. But he looks only at the place of his chazeh. From there, the light of his eyes punctures and comes out to the back and illuminates in her to the extent that it was in Atzilut itself. And when he looks at her, Arich Anpin looks and observes Zeranpin too. As mentioned in Idra Rabba. Again, 89. It turns out that when she is in the back, she's annulled before him and needs him to illuminate in her, and he opens his eyes to look at her. But he looks only at the place of his chazeh. And from there, the light of his eyes punctures and goes out to...
Precisely when she's in the posterior, then Zeranpin supervises her.
From there, the light of his eyes punctures and goes out to the back, to the achor, and illuminates in her as it was in Atzilut itself. And when he looks at her, Arichanpin looks and observes Zeranpin too, as mentioned in Idra Rabba.
Yes.
Yes.
Yuda.
Yuda.
No.
Yes.
Malchut is Dalet, right?
Yes.
What adds to her from Bechor to Achor that she goes back to being Panim Bepanim? Why is Dalet added with anything?
That we'll learn. That's the whole thing we're studying. What are you asking? Yes. And the two great lights, all of that stuff, yeah. All right, item 90, right? Tzadik.
90. Once she's established or erected in Achor, on the eve of Shabbat, the upper emanator wants to return her to being panim bepanim, face to face, so their zivuk can be complete. Because when they are achol be'achol, then their zivuk is also achol be'achol. Also, when she is in achol, the female has to be worse and smaller than him. For then she receives illumination through her husband. Therefore, he wanted to return her to panim, face, so they are both equal. So what did he do? The Lord dropped slumber on Adam, who is Zeranpin, and only a kista de chayuta, pocket of vitality, stayed in him. Again, once she was established in Achor, on the eve of Shabbat, the emanator wanted to return her to being panim bepanim, so their zivug can be complete, because when they are achol be'achol, their zivug is also achol be'achol. Also, when she is in achol, the female has to be smaller and worse than him, since then she receives illumination through her husband. Therefore, he wanted to return her to panim, so the two are equal. So what did he do? The Lord God dropped slumber on Adam, who is Zeranpin, and only a pocket of vitality, kista de chayuta, remained in him. 91. Explaining the word kista de chayuta, a pocket of vitality, mentioned in the Zohar in several places. It means a measure of vitality, of life. Meaning that now Zeranpin returned to being as in the beginning, when he was emanated, he was only vak, and when he returns to his first measure, he doesn't have the strength to illuminate in the nukva and bestow in her, for then they're only vak in Zeranpin, and nukva doesn't have any mochin in her and no organ of the body, but only a tenth part of the 10 parts that she has when she is in Gadlut.
This is called the Kista de Chayuta.
92. When there is only Vak in him, he has only the vitality, which is the 10th part of the vitality he has when he gets to the Nukva. And then that vitality is divided, which is only a 10th part, It's divided in between Vak and Malchut in him. This is the explanation of Kista de Chayuta, because it's the measure of vitality in Zeranpin, while in Atzilut, only in Vak. And in Shara Psukim portion, Vayeshev, in the verse, Yosef was brought down to Egypt, the meaning of slumber and the dreaming and the solution are explained thoroughly.
It's 92
again. When there's only Vak in him,
in Zeranpin,
he has only the vitality that is the tenth part of the vitality he has when he gets to the Nukva. And then that vitality, which is only the tenth part, divided in Vak and in Malchut in him. This is the explanation of Kista de Chayuta. For it is the measure of vitality of Zeranpin while being in Atzilut only in Vak.
But it doesn't need more, right? Actually, this is the standby mode. You know, Nukwa doesn't want and doesn't bring himself.
In Shara Psukim, portion Vayeshev, in the verse, and Yosef was brought down to Egypt, there it is explained the meaning of the slumber and the dream and the solution thoroughly. 93. Once Zeranpin returns to his first measure with only Vak, his eyes and eyelids were blocked, and he couldn't watch over Nukva as in the beginning. And the istaklut of Ari Zeranpin was denied of him as well, removed from him as well. And opposite the departure of the illumination of the eyes of Ari Zeranpin from him, he said, "Who drops slumber on my eyes?" Because without the histaklut, looking of the upper one in him, slumber fell into his eyes, and from that extent that he removed his illumination and watching over the Nukva, and he closed his eyes and eyelids and did not look at her. And because of this, he said, slumber fell on my eyelids.
This awakens the lack. God is asleep. Yes, again.
Once Zeranpin returned to his first measure with only Vak, his eyes and eyelids were closed, and he couldn't look and illuminate in Nukva as in the first, as in the beginning. And the istaklut, looking of Ari Zeranpin in him, was also removed from him. And because of the histalkut, the departure of illumination of the eyes of Ari Zeranpin from him, he said, "Who drops the slumber on my eyes?" Because without the looking of the upper one in him, it put slumber in his eyes too, and from this extent that he removed his illumination and looking into the Nukva as well, and he closed his eyes and eyelids and did not look at her. And because of it, he said, "And slumber on my eyelids." 94. It turns out that as Zeranpin returns to his first measure, so did Nukva. For after she grew into a complete batzuf, achor be'achor, she returned to her first measure to be a small dot through the slumber. Therefore, now she is called a rib and not a parzuf, tzela, rib. This is the meaning of the verse, and he took one of his ribs. It turns out that as Zeranpin returns to his first measure, so did Nukva, after she became a complete parzuf achor be'achor, she returned to her first measure, first size, of being only a small dot, through the slumber.
The slumber that fell on Zeranpin. Nukva, was, what happened to her was a result.
Therefore now she's called a tzela, rib, and not a parzuf. This is the meaning of the verse, and he took one of his ribs.
and she comes back to being a point. But it's not a point like she was before, because then she was literally just a point in the Chazal of Zoranpin. Then she grew after the slumber, where he loses all the influence on her, and she returns to the previous state. But now it's called a rib. It's already a different state. She went through different changes, lax, and it's a different form. Yes. And after she was diminished,
once she was diminished, the emanator cut her off from behind him and raised her up opposite the panim, face of Zeranpin. And then Arich Anpin illuminated in her and completed her correction and augmented her and built her a complete construction as her husband was in the beginning. Now both of them are completely equal, Adam and Eve. Then Bina returned to clothing her Nehi in the Rosh of Zeranpin to make a mochin for him. And then the two of them were face to face, panim bepanim. Again, once she was diminished, the emanator cut her off from behind him and raised her up opposite the panim of Zeranpin, and then Arich Anpin illuminated in her and completed her correction and augmented her and built her a complete structure as her husband was in the beginning. Now the two of them are completely equal, Adam and Eve. Then Bina returned to clothing her Nehi in Rosh de Zeranpin to give him mochin, and then the two of them were panim bepanim, face to face. 96. Now I'd like to elaborate the explanation about the above mentioned essay. In the portion Tetzaveh, where it is written, let the name of the Lord be blessed. What does it mean, blessed? In the beginning it's hard, and in the end it's soft. What does it mean, difficult or hard? And the din is certainly, and afterwards it is soft. And on the day of Rosh Hashanah, on that day, the world was created, and then it is explained in Dina, and what does it mean, that afterwards it is soft? 97. In the beginning of Atzilut, Zeranpin was only Vak, and Nekeva, the female, was a tenth, as a small dot consisting of 10, and there was no complete Patsuf in her.
We have to try to somehow relate to the text, all the different states, holidays, changes that we go through. They all depend on the relation between Zeranpin and Malchut. And now he explains to us what's going on there. Whatever state we're talking about, the whole of humanity, personal, social, they're all under the relationship between Zon. So we want to get closer to these relationships. It's the system that's in charge of everything that we're going through. The more we study it, the more we want to know about it. Even if we don't understand anything, we make it shine some light. The more we want to connect to it, the more the light shines. We are under the rule of Zon. Yes, again.
Again, 97. In the beginning of Atzilut, of the emanation, Zeranpin was only Vak, and the Nekeva was only a tenth, as in a small dot consisting of 10. And there was no complete Patsuf in her. That dot, of which we say and illuminates to the pupil of the eye, as it is explained in the blessing of who puts slumber, etc. There, this whole sermon is explained. This is the dot that dot had the strength to stand face to face with him, as mentioned there. The reason is explained in the fifth drush of Tfilin about why it is done during the day and not at night. It is because this dot is the keter in her. And this is enough. Again, 97. In the beginning of Atzilut, Zeranpin was only Vak. And the Nekeva, the female, was only a tenth, as a small dot consisting of ten.
Vak and a point, we've read that, yeah.
And there was no complete Partsuf in her. That dot, of which we say, illuminates to the pupil of the eye, as explained in the blessing who drops slumber. For there, this whole sermon is explained. This drush is a sermon, or treatise. That dot had this strength to stand face to face with him. And the reason is explained in the fifth drush of Tfilin, why it is done during the day and not at night. And it is because that dot is the keter in her now. And this is enough.
From which she can grow. Yes, next.
98. And since the Nekeva was initially receiving her illumination through Zeranpin, therefore she was worse than him. And she could not be erected as a complete Paltzuf. And then the upper emanator had to put slumber on the man who is Zeranpin. And then Zeranpin alone, with respect to his neshama, soul, that is, that departs from him during the slumber, it goes up as man to upper ima, like a man who deposits his soul in the hands of the Malchut, for the man in her. As explained above, in the verse, in your hand I deposit my spirit, said at night when a person sleeps at night. Again. Together we want to connect to the force of the light, right, to the upper light. Again, 98. Since in the beginning the Nekeva was receiving her illumination through Zeranpin,
which was only a point,
therefore she was worse than him and could not be established as a complete Patsuf. And then the upper emanator,
Arechanpin, that is the upper, not Zeranpin, the upper emanator,
had to put slumber on the man,
which is Zeranpin,
who is Zeranpin, and then Zeranpin alone, as is his soul, which departs from him during the slumber and the sleep, goes up as man to upper ima, like a man who deposits his soul in the hands of Malchut for the man in her.
Meaning that Adam is the Zeranpin, and he raises himself for the Nukva, to grow the Nukva, so that she begins to feel the deficiencies for the sake of the man in her.
As explained above in the verse, in your hand I deposit my spirit, said at night when a person sleeps on his bed.
Right, where the night comes from. Zeranpin goes into slumber, Malchut feels deficiencies, and then at night she begins to discover new vessels and then corrections, and towards the morning she's ready for coupling with him. What did you want?
Why, when she's worse than Zeranpin, when she receives from him after she was attached to him, back to back, so there's already willingness for correction?
She has more lacks than that.
Yeah, but why can't she be erected into a complete puzzle from here? Why does she need to rot again to fall asleep again so that she would be grown by Zeranpin?
that she'll have her own lack. He puts her through different states so that she acquires lacks from that and then demands her own.
Right. So what does it mean that she has to be taken through states or acquire deficiencies by being detached from Zeranpin, seemingly, and to be grown, to be increased or augmented by Zeranpin? What does that mean?
No, with Zeranpin, she has nothing to do. Zeranpin manages all of that. Sometimes we refer to it to indicate why Zeranpin enters Katnut, because no Partsuf puts itself in Katnut. The process is a predetermined one, and it exists in Zeranpin.
So she always receives through Zeranpin, right?
Right.
In the beginning, she was grown, augmented through Zeranpin, in a Chor B'Chor, right?
Right.
Why can't she grow from here into a complete Potsuf and acquire more deficiencies? What does it mean that she has to lose it and grow in a different way?
Not different, but her lack. She doesn't have her own lack. He put her through all the different states, let's say, states of ascent, descent, all of that. Now she loses everything. And she has to now feel the lack as her own.
But she had an example only of Katnut. So by now wanting to return to it by herself, she can acquire Gadlut? I don't get it.
That we'll discuss later. That's not... The principle is simple. What the upper one does with the lower one is showing the lower one different states. As a result, the lower one has an impression of these states, and when they disappear, he raises his own lack, as if it is really his own. It was registered in him before, but now it's as if registered in his account. So that's the whole thing. You understand that, right? Understood. Right. You show something to a kid that he didn't know before and didn't have any concept of it. Now he's impressed by it, he wants it, so you should take it away. And then when he loses all of that, now he can want it, advance towards it, and acquire it. And so it's his man, and not what he felt while the upper one took him upwards. Next. That's the whole issue of the concept of slumber.
99. Although every raising of man requires that Zon will rise both of them, one is an Abba, one in Ima, yet now, when the whole need for this Zivug, the Abba Ve'ima, is only for the construction of Malchut, who is only the Nekeva, the female, therefore, it is enough for Zeranpin to raise man by himself. I mean, alone. Again, 99. Although every raising of man requires Zon for both of them to raise, one in Abba, one in Ima, yet now, when all the need for this Zivug de Abba Ve'ima is only for the construction of Malchut, who is only the Nekeva, a female, it is enough for only Zeranpin to raise man.
Kuf.
100. Through these raising of man, Abba Ve'ima mate, and from the illumination of that Zivug, they build and correct the Nekeva and bring down in her different Mochin at the same dot in her. She grows and 9 other dots add to her, and she becomes a complete Partsuf of 10 Sfirot, and she stands with him Achor Be'achor, back to back, from his Chazeh down. That construction is done by putting slumber on Zeranpin.
It all happens by the lack that comes from Zeranpin alone. Right? Like he said in item 99. That's why it's sufficient for her to raise man only by Zeranpin. And by raising man, then Abba and Ima couple and so forth. So in the meantime, it all comes from Zeranpin. Next, 101.
101. Because of their clinging now as Cholbach, in the form of a Cholbach, which was not so at first when she was only a dot, because she was panim b'panim with him at the end of his yesod. The reason is that that all the achoraim are dinim, judgments, and they are the names of Elohim, as it is known. And the klipot gripped these achoraim, which are the name of Elohim, God, as it is known. God reigns over the Gentiles, as it is explained in the Sabbath Mishpatim.
They hold on to the posterior, which are the name Elohim.
Again, 101. Because of their clinging to, because of their clinging Achor Be'achor now, which was not so at first, when she was just a dot, because she was panim b'panim with him, face to face, at the end of his yesod, the reason is that now all the Achoraim are dinim, judgments, and they are the names Elohim, God. And the klipot grip to those Achoraim, which are the name Elohim, as in Malach Elohim, God reigned over all the nations, as explained in Sabbath and Mishpatim. 102. And if prior to the emanation of Adam HaRishon, Zon were panim bepanim, their achoraim were revealed and the klipot were gripping them tightly. Therefore, for the klipot to not grip onto their achoraim, they had to cling achor be'achor, complete, in complete adhesion, from the chazeh de zeranpin down. And then, through this, the klipot cannot come in between them to grip there to their achoraim. And all the achoraim of the nekeva, because all the achoraim of the nekeva are completely covered, but the achoraim of the zachar, the male, from the chazeh up, were revealed. Again, if previously, if prior to the emanation of Adam HaRishon, Zon were panim b'panim, then their achoraim were revealed, and the klipot gripped them tightly. To prevent the klipot from gripping onto their achoraim, Abba ve'ima had, they had to cling achor be'achor in complete adhesion from the chazed zeranpin down. By this, the klipot cannot come between them to grip there to their achoraim. Since all the achoraim of the nekeva are covered, but the achoraim of the zachar, from his chazeh up, were revealed.
So from the chazeh upwards. All right, that's enough for now. We will review this more a couple of times during the holidays. And this is the whole... we'll then also go with the interpretation below. Okay, next, Zohar. What articles? What did we not go through? What?
There's a bunch that we didn't go through, and we can study Zohar, or we can move on. Number five. Oh, another excerpt.
What this one you say? The matter of the honor of the father? You think it's really relevant? Please.